slips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
This is Solaris Blue Ribbon from Raven Star's Witching Hour. That's Vo Sinclair, by the way, from Angels of Liberty, who passed on a long time ago, several years ago. But I always like to give him the credit. He wrote that specifically for me, that particular theme for the show. And he was a good friend and excellent goth musician. He had a great band with his partner, Scarlet, and Angels of Liberty are timeless. So just a heads up on there. I just want to mention that real quick. He's in the field somewhere in the universe. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We are listener supporters. If you like what you're hearing, click the donate button. We appreciate your support and thank you for any contribution you can make this excellent station here at Revolution Radio. Of course, you are listening to Studio A. And Bill Grant, nice to hear from you on the air. And I have a lovely, she's a co-host guest tonight, one of my cosmic sisters here, Carolyn Bell Tumblety, such a pretty name for such a wonderful being. And she has her great show over there on KCOR, Navigating the Truth. And we will get into that tonight. Of course, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to send some positive vibes to Madeline Rudy. She's just not feeling well, and we don't want to give into the specifics, but we'll send some positive, positive rays her way, and she'll recover, I'm sure. It's a very auspicious time when it comes to health issues. So welcome, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you, Solaris. It's always a real pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, likewise, and thank you. Like I say, you're getting up early and getting that coffee going. Thank you kindly. And, you know, in beautiful Scotland, it's a nice little breakaway from the crazy mainland of the United something of something. I don't really call it America anymore, but yeah, a little bit more weird over here, I would say, but very more magical where you are, for sure.
Well, I can definitely maintain an illusion, magicalness.
Well, that's so pretty there. Yeah, there are still, those
magical still that spots. Undercurrent. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. The beauty here alone, it can shift your state immediately. Like, if you let yourself, just mm-hmm. kind of look at it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it seems like there's just less turbulence. Of course, you have the same kind of thing with invasion.
Oh,
a lot of crazy. I don't know how that's going over there. You heard Musk was over at the border, which I thought was fabulous. But, these are things that everybody's just playing a game at this point in space time. 3 years ago, this has been going on and over here in the U.S. And I said before, Homeland Security dropped the ball on that. They deliberately put the American people in harm's way. So they're trying to, go backwards now and backpedal. The bottom line is we have it documented. This is what's going on. And I don't care if they're in D.C. I don't care what their positions are. They have no clout as far as I'm concerned because of their negligence that voids them, of their positions. It's just really a 101. So it's very interesting to see that. But, America is not America anymore, of course. And the dirtiness and the ugliness of the vibe coming through. And I'm telling you, it is. Not against the people that are good. It's the ones that, and the majority are very bad. The vibe is nasty. And the energies are nasty. And America's beautiful frequencies that used to be here are no more. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. I don't know how else I can say it. So.
Oh, God, Solaris. It's unrecognizable. I don't recognize people, mm-hmm. their energy. I don't recognize anything about this place. Mm-hmm. It doesn't resonate. There's nothing resonating.
I totally get it. Yeah, because we're in between realms anyway, beings like us, but still we have our star family, what we call our cosmic family in a sense of those who are more advanced and definitely carry the frequencies of off planet. But I can honestly tell you this place to me, and it sounds cynical when I say it, but it's like I have no love for this place. None whatsoever. I love life. I respect life because we are immortal celestials, but this is not home. And it's showing itself every single day.
Yep.
So simple as that. Look at the infestation of this place and tell me how special it is and the blue marble and this, that, and the propaganda that's been said. We aren't from here. We never belonged here. And there are better celestial bodies to dwell on, trust me, without being physically dead or deceased. That's another thing I was going to get into tonight because a lot of people are passing. Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of transiting. And, we talked about Sean David Morton. I don't know if it's official, but I've been getting some texts and information. I appreciate everybody at the station filling me in on what's going on there. We certainly send him light wherever he needs to be.
Yes.
But I can honestly tell you, Jimmy Brent blew me away. The fact that he died, that just slayed me.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook because I knew. I mean, he interviewed me. He used to have a show at PCR, and he was in optimum shape. The guy was athletic. No reason for him to drop dead, had a heart attack, from what I understand, and which is very auspicious because of just, his lifestyle. He certainly didn't fit the perimeter of that. So anyways, he's gone.
Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking. And I'm sure my condolences to his family as well. He was a bright light, a really bright light, and very adamant, very determined. So once again, all these beautiful beings.
Yeah. Yes, they're
transiting on. And this is my point. People wonder why I talk about immortality and how we can calibrate to other and literally go to other destinations without physically dying, because that's the case. And if people were educated properly, that's what would be happening right now. Instead of this whole thing about you're in this world and you have to live this cycle in life and death and you're supposed to get sick. It's all bullshit. None of that's going to be happening here. The calibration of this terraform rock called Earth, everything is off. Everything is off, and it's deliberate. And it's not some god with a little g hiding out off planet somewhere. These are the culprits are weaponizing the atmosphere and the biodome. And if anybody doesn't get that, I don't know what to say to you anymore, because you've had plenty of information from so many on a scientific level, on an experiencer level, on so many levels. Yeah. So,
I think it's hard for people to, I don't even know anymore, but it's almost like I can speak for myself. To actually let it sink in that there are beings amongst me and have always been amongst me as long as I have been here that have sought to end my life.
Right.
That is the most disturbing thing ever.
I agree with you.
What the heck is this place?
Well, it's a dead zone. It's really a dead zone. And when it comes down to it, the people that are in illusion and delusion of power, they have these little tidbits of what I call the precious, where they have their little special little technologies and artifacts and things that literally aren't part of their legacy, but they have access to control and manipulate the masses. But it is interesting, though. You're on the radar. You don't even know why.
Right.
And that's the same thing with me, in 2004 and prior.
Right.
I was always apparently marked for something. Didn't know why, but apparently, right? You know, that's just, you know, somebody had their sights on me for extraction into the project. So isn't that interesting how that all plays itself out?
Another indication that where we are isn't what they told us.
Right.
You know, it's not a blue marble.
It's all a facade. No, what I mean by it's like, think happy thoughts, Peter Pan. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to sound like a cynic, but you know me right now, after all the experiences I've had, I do throw the shade because I see it and I know it. And it's like, you can't just sit there and paint a nice scenery anymore. You can't do it. You can't. I'm sorry. This is not the place we need to be. Change the space-time configuration. It all changes. It all falls away. And that's really what it boils down to. That's what I've been telling everybody. And as I probably mentioned to you maybe on the last show, NASA's now talking about creating a new star map. Well, that's what I'm working on. Because all of a sudden it's like, oh, maybe we need to create a new map because of the universe. Because apparently we don't have the right data. But you never did have the right data, assholes. Excuse my French.
Yeah, really.
I swear. But my point is, it's all sanitized crap. It comes through a different defense department so that you can see little tidbits of something that might be tangible. Nobody here on this rock knows if it's true or not. They just go with the flow and hope, like Peter Pan, that what they're being shown is accurate. Well, better look with better eyes and a better lens. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really... Oh, I was going to tell you about... I had a power cut last night. It was... there's two things that have happened in the last 2 days that are, like, random, and I think it's kind of good. I wrote them down, wrote the times. Friday night, me and my daughter are sitting here, and I have like fairy lights around the house.
Oh, I love
so
those.
If the electricity goes out, I don't notice it immediately.
Right. Well, that's
because
cool.
I have fairy lights that are wee batteries. And so I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, she had been playing a game, and I looked up through my laptop, and she. I said, did the power go out? She went, yeah. She said, just went out. But the lights across the street were on. I could see, like, the apartment houses across the street. The lights were on. So I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm going, it's like random houses were dark.
Oh, wow.
And I thought to myself, it could be that somebody's not home, you know. So I called up. We have a number. It's 105 and it connects you right to the grid to see if there's any, like, scheduled cutoffs. And... called her up, really nice woman. I go, and she was like, oh, I'm really sorry. She says, we don't have a scheduled power cut. She says that there's nothing like getting repaired or anything. And she says, hang on. She went away. She came back. She says, okay, it just came in. She said it's every, what is it? What was it she said to me? You're connected to the railway line. It's electric power.
What?
Yeah.
Railway.
I'm connected to the railway power.
What?
I know, and she says it's every three houses or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, and she said to me, it'll only be three, because there's six apartments in this building. She says it'll only be three of them. And I could hear the woman down the stair. I think she had been taking a shower and the power went out.
Oh, jeez.
And I could hear her
nothing like being in the dark. See, I love those fairy lights. I have lights like that too. So
I have them everywhere. I have a broom up on my wall, and I've got... fairy lights. I like it, you know.
Me too. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah. So it was off for about 3 years, and I thought to myself, I thought it was really weird, and I looked at Willow and I said, we're either being protected or we're on a target. And she looked at me, and then my nephew called me in the morning, like Saturday morning. He called me about 7 o'clock, and he says, my water's off, Aunt Caroline. And I was like, what? And he went, my water. He says, I don't have any water. And I say to him, have you went on to look online to see if there's like a leak or a valve? And he went, no. So I had done it for my end, and I put in his postcode and stuff, which is just a zip code. And it came up that there was random houses. How do they do that? How can they do that?
It's not like, random if they're being plucked like
no
that.
Random. And it tells you it's a lot more sophisticated than anybody else ever thought.
That's right.
And I said, and then my nephew came over. He waited until the water came back on. It was off for a couple of hours, and then it came back on. So that was the electricity in my house, the water in his house. And he was also, it was just select houses. It wasn't the whole street. It wasn't the whole neighborhood, the same as me. And I said the same thing to him. I says, we're either being saved, or we're being targeted. I says, only time will tell.
Right. Yep. Well, I know you're protected by the cosmos on that level, but still.
So.
If we're high targets here, I mean, anybody who's galactic is a high target in a story. So, you know, but that's interesting about the railway. And then you didn't have another one, too, with the phone lines, remember?
Oh, God.
What the hell's going on over there?
Remember I was talking to you? And it's always like, because we have the time difference, it was 2:30 in the morning, and a crew showed up and started with a jackhammer. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. That's like, what do you
in the morning?
That's just like, what the hell? Who the hell does that? That's who
I
am.
Under my window. Right under my window. And
that
the other
like
time,
gaslighting. I'm sorry. It really is. That's what gaslighters do. That kind of crap.
Yeah. I just ignore them. The other one, remember, again, we were talking, and it was, next thing, my whole street was cordoned off. There wasn't any sirens, but they had the lights gone, so it was the blue police lights. They had yellow tape from one end of the street to the other end of the street, and where my house was, there was no traffic coming by.
Did they ever say what was going on?
No. Again, middle of the night.
Nobody's
around.
That's so suspicious to me. I'm sorry. I would want answers. I would call the departments and get answers. That's
they
me. It's very
weird.
I know.
They don't. But yeah, you're right. Like, I ask. I call it out. You know, it's just.
And you observe it. And it's nice if you can even film it. That's even better. But cause and effect. I mean, this is what I mean by cause and effect. Nothing happens by accident.
No.
Everything is constructed. It's orchestrated. Or it's predetermined in a sense that it's pre-selection. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you see weird, auspicious crap like that going down. Well, obviously, I mean, it's not even paranoia. Yep. It's just, pay attention and document it as best you can. I mean, you see suspicious people, you know, you get their plate number, you get whatever you need to get on them. I mean, that my lawyer told me that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. See anybody following you, get a photograph, you know.
Yeah.
And a story. You get information on them, so you have documentation. That's what people hate here on this Terraform Rock, is that you document stuff here. You know, they want to sanitize the truth, and if you have documentation, well, they'll try to steal that as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
there's
something really wrong with that. And, you know, and it's, I find that you're protected. I mean, in a different
way. Oh, yeah. So. It
is weird. And it's just like where I come from, too. I mean, I'm so, I've been through so many different things that I don't put up with anything now. So if I see them pulling a stunt, man, I'll call them out on it. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But still, the weirdness of the mainland and the fact that anything goes here, it's the same thing, except they don't do that per se, but it's in plain sight. I mean, everybody sees the game. And nobody's willing to say anything about it or do anything to address it. So
I don't know. Like, for them to randomly be able to only pick 3 apartments out of 6 to turn off the electricity tells me it's a lot more sophisticated than they have ever let on. And this is part of the reason they want everybody to have a smart meter.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
I won't have it. I won't let them put it in. Like, I refuse
you shouldn't
it.
Have, and that's what, you know, you've heard Deborah Tavares talk about that. I would not recommend them either. I mean, honestly, if anything like this where they can just decide what you get, what you don't get, or what you can get contaminated with as well, you know, that's another scenario altogether. I'd like to look at profile on the people that had their power cut to see what their backgrounds are and what they're about. So see the correlation.
I started thinking about that, and I was like, are we like useless ears?
No, you know, but I mean, like, do you have a voice? You know, use your voice, that kind of thing too.
Well, she's
how
pretty loud.
She?
Yeah, she is downstairs. She's pretty loud, and she works in the care community, so she's actually quite a good, like, strong voice, like calling out, like, when the staff and the patients aren't being well taken care of. Like, she's one of the ones that complained about all the, like, right at the height of the lockdown. The masks and the PPI was all in the hospitals, and the hospitals were going to release it to the care homes. So the people who were working in the care homes, they had no protective gear, and that was at the early days where nobody really knew what was happening. So it was pretty bad. Like, it was pretty bad. The selectiveness that was happening, you know, like We can just let the care homes go. We don't need to pay attention to them. You know, that kind of thing. It was really horrendous and shocks me. And I think that's why I started to really think when you kept, I had heard you say, we're not human. That's a whole other lie, other deception. Mm-hmm. And it made me really think, you know, like about the species, about who we are. Because there really are beings here that I do not identify with. I kind of get my head around what they do. It just seems so dark and ugly and evil, and it's yeah. So I mean, does that mean they're human and I'm not?
No, I think that the title human doesn't have any value. It never did. It's been a sign-off.
It's
a
trap.
Entity-controlled biosuits. I mean, in my opinion, I think they're just indigenous entities. Beings like us are galactic. We come from off-planet. So our databases, our cosmic design and blueprint is not from here initially, which means the biosuit itself, you know, people can say, you know, they look at the grays, they look at these other things, and we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. That's not what an extraterrestrial off-planet celestial being looks like. I'm sorry. And I find that I see this more and more. We were just talking about this last night with Jeff Woolwine on my show. He's discussing this. I don't know what the guy from Mexico is talking about, these extraterrestrials now, and they look fake as shit to me.
Oh, yeah.
French. So honestly, but when you look at the cosmic design, what do you think mystery schools are about? I mean, you know, I don't have to ask you, but the idea behind DNA sequencing and DNA activation, it's not mythology. It's literally a frequency-based recalibration, reconfiguration at the atomic, molecular, cellular level, and in the transfiguration of the atom, another sacred aspect of how we can navigate and traverse the galactic highway, because we go home to the cosmos. We're not from here. But yeah, the whole idea is, oh, this is what you are, and you're in this suit, and you're a sinner, or you're this, and you're born in this world, and now you live, and then you die, and that's the way the world is. Are you kidding me? Who the hell started that? Mm-hmm. Really? So this is where I go ballistic, and this is where I have a problem with ignorance. You can think whatever you want. I really don't care what the hell you believe in. As I said before, if you want to believe in the Pillsbury Doughboy, go for it. But my point is, there's a bigger scenery that nobody's ever had access to, very few have a knowledge of, and the fact of the matter is no one will ever know the better. And especially now that they're weaponizing everything on a genetic scale, that people don't even know their own value anymore. They think they're worthless. It's like THX 1138. You know, you're a number, you're a statistic, you're a slave, and you work until you die, and I hope you enjoy that death. And that's really what they're about. That's not me. That's what I'm saying. This is what these people are about. That is not what I'm about. No. I'm about what we're, you know, traversing the galactic highway and getting the hell out of here without just having a few space programs privatized through the Defense Department to do so.
Again, you know, they try to claim ownership, you know,
well, they want to dominate. It's all nonsense. About dominating, mastering the human domain, which is not human, mastering the domain called Terraform Rock Called Earth, mastering the domain of intellect, intelligence, inventions, whatever you have to bring to the plate. If it's something that can get us out of here, or something that can change us for the better, they're going to snatch it up and steal it and go out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know from experience, as you know, Carolyn. Yeah. So this isn't just me running my mouth.
No.
This is why they're my nemesis. And they showed up as my enemy. Okay, mm-hmm. So be it, mother effers. Be my enemy. Right. I don't care. But I'm still going to traverse the galactic highway. Come hell or high water, which appears to be both right now on the timeline. So I can tell you, I'm not one to just give up. I've never been like that. No retreat, no surrender, and that sort of thing.
Oh, I know you're going to do it.
Well, it's already active. The gateways are already open. But I was funny, when you look at the terminology of, say, NASA for now, they use the same terminology that's in my book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight. Stations, gateways. Mm-hmm. I have my own version. I didn't copy their database. I have my own database. But
how they copied yours.
Yeah, they did copy mine. Mm-hmm. Right down to their new astronaut writing a book on, it's 1 million miles to something. He's basically mimicking my book. Once again, a redirect of my work onto NASA. Screw you guys, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sure there might be a few nice people there, but I've had it with them. I've really had it with them, because I went through a long, long journey of interface and technology, and not to have it stolen and disrespected by a bunch of clowns working in a Defense Department. And that's really what it boiled down to. So,
they try to run, they're running like a disruption.
Right.
And they kind of, even although when they put up that rocket and they called it Artemis, it was a big mistake. They should never have put Artemis on a rocket. Mm-hmm. See, they think that because use the symbols or the names, that somehow they're evoking the energy. They're evoking their wrath.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's bonkers. It's really, really bonkers.
Look at Apollo. I mean, the same thing.
Yeah.
Greek gods. But the idea behind that is, are you part of that true traditional mystery school, or are you just playing a game? Mm-hmm. And these guys, of course, were the tourists. So, it sounds good. It's trendy. It's powerful. And it has a mythology back to it. And sure, it sounds like something they'd want to hijack. once again, they are hijacking this. And no, in my opinion, I don't think they were ever in good standing when it comes to the cosmos.
No,
I think they've been basically just stealing their way to this location. And as I said before, they're going to get snuffed out. I don't know if they understand that or not. And I said it before, if you read my book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight, that'll give them an idea of where they're heading and what's going to happen to them. And I don't say that like, it's just the way it is, boys and girls.
It's the way it is.
Alien life forms. I don't create the rules. I just know the cosmos. And shame on them for not understanding the cosmos and respecting that flow, because it's way beyond the state of consciousness, and it's way beyond DNA activation. It's really about gnosis of information, accessing and acquiring databases. They're way beyond the configuration of Earth and understanding the bigger scenery, which I do. And I find that, and I'm sure you understand it as well. But I can tell you, you know, that's why I get so angry at these people. I don't care if they want to reach for the stars. Go for it. I encourage everybody to go. But don't hold me back and don't stop my work. And don't sabotage my work and get your goddamn airplanes out of my house and away from me. And that didn't happen. That did not happen, as you know, for the past 2.5 to 3 years. So with their aerial shit show, excuse my French, and everything else they did around my house to damage me on the biomolecular and on the technological level as well. So, you know, they want to neutralize the threat. They should be very careful what they attack. They should be very careful, and they're not.
No, so they're not.
They'll always be in, bluffing. Like I said, I have them in the book now, so that's it for them.
Yeah. I can't believe it. And that's the thing, because as long as I kept saying to myself, I can't believe it, I was giving it the benefit of the doubt, you know, second chances, that whole scenario. Right. And they rely on that. They rely on beings to be that way.
Right.
Now it's like, no, I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it either. I can't.
Done. No, but I'm not at the level you're at, you know? Like, I got a long way to go.
I know you
will do it. You're going to do it.
Gateway's active. I mean, I know how things work in the cosmos. I know how things are reconfigured. I know how the spheres are activated.
Mm-hmm.
I know things are working. Yep. But I do know that, and we were talking about this last night, and you've had Jeff on your show, Jeff Woolwine. Whenever there's an anomaly, whenever there's something unusual, whether it's indigenous to this realm or interdimensional or something connected to a possible off-planet situation, you're going to see planes. You're going to see intercept. You're going to see jackasses from D.C. You're going to see the military. You're going to see all the bullshit. And they're going to run their stupid little war games. And I'm tired of it, because they are not the first contact. They will never be the first contact. And I don't know why they don't get that through their thick little brains. And the funny thing is, all this propaganda about Eisenhower and this, that, and the other was all bullshit back then. Yeah. And I wrote about it in my book, Alien Intelligence. It was propaganda. They messed with his head and Psywar. They've been using Psywar on the mass collective. They've been using Psywar, psychological operations on the presidents, every single personnel. If you're working for the government, if you're working for anybody in any of those departments, you've been co-opted. You were co-opted and you don't even know it. So have a fun with the erasures, because they won't let you remember shit by the time you get out of your jobs. And you won't be happy about it either. It reminds me of that book. I'm sorry, I'm swearing, but what was it? Philip K. Dick, you know, and Scanner Darkly in the end, where he's picking those flowers with a really. I mean, that's such a classic. I mean, if you see that, if you read the book too, but I mean, that's the whole idea, is like, oh, you won't remember anything. You're worthless now, you know. You don't remember anything, you know. You've been chewed up and spit out. You're just, you know, consolidated. This is how they think of their personnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know? I'm not working for them. I never worked with them on that level, but I was extracted into a program where I could have been. So that's how I know. That's how I know how they treat people who have breakthroughs, who know how to navigate beyond this realm, who understand interface the way I do. And it's real interesting how they treat you insofar as not respecting anything. They don't respect crap.
Well, when you treat people that way, it can be one of two things. Like, you really think you're better, or you're afraid of them.
I think they're afraid. And that's what they have levels, you know, threat assessments. Mm-hmm. Because they're threatened. And that's the same thing with these new departments, the anomaly, the aero department. They're threatened by what they don't understand, or what they can't control and manipulate, what they can't dominate through their, you know, own their programs, their space programs. And it's the same old game board over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, there's a price to pay for trying to damage me. There's a huge price to pay for that. Now, they can digest it however you freaking want in your stupid department, but there is a price to pay which you can't afford. And that kind of crap doesn't go over well where I come from. It shouldn't go over well with anybody else here. But, you know, if people knew their own worth, once again, it's how what are you worth? I mean, do you understand your cosmic heritage? Do you understand what your capabilities are? And a lot of the time people start with the path working of spirit, which is great. But it gets very technological. It becomes very scientific after a while. It becomes very gnosis related. And you have to kind of go in between the realms and balance that so that you're not too woo-woo and you're not too out there.
Right.
But you're also understanding the mechanics of the cosmos, and you're dialing into the sentient intelligence, the sentient machine intelligence, which is not man's version of artificial intelligence. So a completely different system. It was created off-planet by celestial off-planet beings. It's not created from indigenous people from here, like NASA and their personnel or anybody else. So that's my point. And as advanced as the alphabet agencies want to be, they don't know crap. I mean, all they have is what they've inherited for how many decades and all these techniques and tactics and psy war. But they don't have the bigger scenery. They don't have the components they need. And I know that. I don't care what anybody says. They're not invincible. Nobody's invincible in these departments. They're going in some formula or another. And like I said, I wish they would they should have just left me alone, to be honest, and let me do my research, as I said before, just leave me alone.
Can you imagine if they would have, where you would be?
You want to like him, but at the same time, I can appreciate and respect him going to the border, but understand he's contracted with the very same people that have created this environmental condition. Does he understand that? That the people that are in the Defense Department, that the Pentagon, that DARPA, and all these other people that he's contracting with space programs are they're part of the problem. They're part of the ones that are controlling, manipulating, and dominating low Earth orbit and weaponizing our biodome. Does he understand? Surely he's intelligent. And this is my point.
It's not my business. Yeah.
I'm like drinking a cup of tea like that little frog. Was it Kermit the Frog? None of my business. Yeah. But you know what? Because I see it, and as much as I like them too, or I wanted to like them as well and be part of that, you just see it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's like I said before, you know, there can't just be that department, these departments. They can't just be the ones to control, manipulate, and dominate. And I'm just using the United States as an example. It's global, as you know. It's other countries. It's the same monsters out of control. You've got the same kind of people who shouldn't have access to information. A lot of those people in these scientific communities were never authorized to have access to the data and information because they're not evolved enough to access it and understand it. But they're the ones running with it now with a psy war. It's the last thing when you're a bunch of chimpanzees monitoring and controlling and manipulating everybody here and then trying to dominate space. But I said before, they'll get snuffed out. If the real first contact is not their ally. So I don't know what they think they've been engaging with. I'm very curious to think what they think they have been in or having access to, because I know damn well it's not what they think it is. And especially coming from an electronic warfare standpoint, I can tell you, man, command programs interface, that'll lie to you. It's just like I said before, it can be whatever it wants to be. It's a whore. It can be God. It can be a demon. It can be a ghost. It can be a spirit. Right. It can be anything you want it to be. And that is what they've all been engaging with for many, many decades, way before I jumped on the bandwagon with the interface where I was. So, you know, good luck, guys. That's all I can tell you.
Well, isn't it ironic, you know, that we've all been fed this lie and a lot of people are waking up to it. They are being fed a lie.
Sure.
And they have never woke up to it.
No, it's a dream. And, you know, it's like you're brain hacked. I mean, we've all been brain hacked. I'll be honest with you. I was interconnected. I was hacked into a program. But I also understand. I understand how to analyze. I'm very scientific on that level. These people will never know anything. They're going to be completely compromised their entire life. And when they expire, it's just another game board of extinction. And as I said before, the death cycle is not supposed to happen. So understand that. And this is what pisses me off. And I, you know,
the suffering that happens
to watch people expire, because where I come from, that's not acceptable. And you know, we're overpopulated, everybody needs to expire. No, not really. We can live in other planets, other celestial bodies. If you think it's so populated, we can take a certain amount of people and go here and go there and go there. It's bullshit. This whole scenery, the illnesses, the psy war, the bioweapons, everything they're doing to control, manipulate, and harm the biosuit instead of accelerate it, it doesn't have any value. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what they're doing. And, you know, the whole, like I said, death doesn't exist. The angel of death, what's the angel of death? What is this? You want your biblical prophecies? You want to manifest that prophecy? Go for it. But that's not for me. You know, I already know what's out there. I understand how my biosuit can calibrate to a sentient machine intelligence that go beyond the spectrum of here. Why on earth do I want to settle for something like this realm when I know we don't have to be here? And then the whole idea is like putting people in hospitals, putting them, you know, look at the Psy virus that started a couple of years back and all the people that expired, you know, forced expediting their deaths. And don't get me started with the people that are currently in process of expiring because they're being murdered. They're being murdered. They're not expiring on a timely basis. It was never part of the timeline for them. If you get sabotaged, we were talking about cause and effect, weren't we, before we went live. There's always a cause, man. And the cause is usually them. I'm sorry, but it's true. Atmospheric condition. There's always a problem. There's always a cause. And then later on, this is an output. Input, output, input, output, the same thing over and over again. If they had the right input, this wouldn't be going on in the timeline. But once again, bring over the diseases, bring over all this, bring over all that, and keep your bioweapons engineered for your fake little psi wars and use them on the collective like you've been doing for how many decades while you sit in your high towers and play the game? Mm. Oh, man, don't get me started. I know I'm going on a rant, but I have to tell you, I've had enough of them.
Yeah.
I'm not putting up with them, which are just two-leggeds with a lot of access to a lot of things.
And they're not very smart.
They're stupid as shit. And that's what amazes me the most, Caroline, is that how dumb can you freaking be?
Yep.
I'm like, where did they, it reminds me of when Lando, what was his name? Han Solo says, where do you dig up that old fossil? But it's that kind of idea, like, what the hell? Where were they hiding? What rock were they under when they got recruited for their crappy little programs? These people are worthless. If you're evil and you're good at torturing people and you're good at doing this, oh, sure, you'll be part of the club because you're a jackass and you're criminal. But my point is, what about super intelligent beings? Where is their place? And even the people that are working on projects, I mean, even for NASA, for example, they have to have private security. They have to have, they're monitored all the time by military if they're doing anything over there. They can't work on their own. I know that for a fact by a guy who worked on the space shuttle. Mm-hmm. So he always had armed security in case he did something they didn't like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like
tell me
Stargate,
where freedom, right?
Right?
What is, that reminds me of, kind of reminds me of something more, I don't want to say Nazi related, but really? You don't even trust your scientists. You don't trust your the inventors or the architects, but you'll steal their data and then you'll chew them up and spit them out. And you tell me that's not happening. It is happening every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. So who are they? Who are they really?
Well, and the funny thing is, they're just two-legged as far as I can tell. They're not celestial beings. They're not cosmic beings, but they will never let anyone know their true cosmic heritage. They will always create the screen. And the screen is no more. I mean, to me, I think it's all sideshow now. It's harder and harder to lie to the masses. But at the same time, if you look at the narrative when it comes to the UFO community right now, it's just, they're all lost. I don't even listen to them anymore because most of them running their mouths now have been running the same storyboard of crap. They're completely off base. And I don't even try to educate them anymore. I'm like, try to use my work and see how far you get, you little bastards, because none of you understand it because you weren't there and I was. It's as simple as that. Here's a code, but it's not for you. It's for me. Understand? Mm-hmm. So it's that same thing that they do.
I know. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. And I mean, just the sadness, the suffering, the level of the suffering.
Oh, they enjoy that. Yeah.
I know they do.
Even with animals. Oh, excuse me. It's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, I know. No, I was swearing there. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Sorry, everybody. I'm not sorry because I'm angry as shit. And this is kind of like our station where as long as we're not dropping too many F-bombs, we should be okay.
Yeah. No, but, it's just, you're real, You're just sharing. Yeah. I always appreciate my connection and listening to what you have to say. And I think people have to hear it. People have to hear it,
Well, I think they should hear it, but they don't listen.
At the edge of a cliff here,
Oh, it's edge of the black for a long time.
Hear it.
Yeah, no, they really need to understand. But at the same time, have a nice ride. That's all I can tell you. And if you think death is freedom, death is not freedom. Death is entrapment.
No.
And unfortunately, this is why it's not like I'm obsessed with immortality. I just know that we're immortal celestials. And the idea behind being forced into this project where people are trying to be their early demise, or they're being completely contaminated with a type of program that's not in calibration to who they really are as cosmic beings is disgusting. But I would never believe all the her story books.
No.
I don't care if you're religious or not. If you're spiritual, that's probably better. But if you want to believe in those old books, which have been grimoires
written
from
by
day
name.
One, they are grimoires, and they're books of magic. And some of the data, a lot of the data is not there. And the transfiguration of the atom was part of the cosmos. It comes from a very different frequency and a very different celestial design work. But a lot of what they're teaching now is about suffering and pain and this, that, death. Really? That's not where I come from. Sorry, homie, not playing that.
Me, no.
And just like same thing going on with animals, too, I feel about what's happened to my boy. Mm-hmm. I honestly understand how they enjoy putting things down, how they enjoy their narcissistic shitheads. Not all doctors are like that or vets, but I can also tell you there's a group who are narcissistic. And they love their ideas of injecting things and murdering things and torturing things. And, it's really disgusting to me. And it's true. The beauty of it, we are recorder cells. We're natural recorder cells. So even if you're unconscious and you're in between space time. So, for example, some who are on life support, which I don't recommend. No. You know, bottom line is you're still there. I mean, the consciousness, the streaming consciousness, you're overseeing everything on a multidimensional scale. If they're doing anything suspect, you're taking documentation, you know, it's not hallucination. You're literally, you know, you can access these data codes. It's as simple as that. So the body itself is a very interesting machine. When you think about it, the biosuit, what I call it, the biosuit, it's more than, it can be injured, it can be torn, and it can be broken, I mean, to some degree. Mm-hmm. But the composition of it and its capabilities and the idea behind how it links with sentient machine intelligence is a phenomenon. And to me, anybody who tries to poo-hoo that is an imbecile. Mm-hmm. So I've been there. I should know. I mean, I've been there. I understand these machine realms. And I can tell you, these people are stupid as hell. They don't belong in the positions they're in. And you don't disrespect the biosuits, because the biosuits have infinite capabilities when they're calibrated properly.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't know. Stupid.
No, they don't know.
Doctors.
And, you know, I see them as there's something happening where they don't remember how to do things. And I've seen that for a while
Erasure.
Now.
Yeah, erasures. Yeah, you're right.
And did you see what happened in Canada? Like, where they gave a standing ovation to
the Nazi?
A Nazi? Yeah.
I don't understand that. I'm still trying to figure that
out. It's like they
out.
Forgot. They forgot, you know?
Well, they are Nazi, aren't they? I mean, this is the whole idea behind it. Look at NASA. NASA was formulated
by
Nazis.
Yeah, they are.
So, and that's what cracks me up when they try to say, oh, we're woke and we're this. Really? It doesn't matter. Your history is Sieg Heil. And so I don't care one way or another. I have a Nordic background. You know that. My ancestors are old blood. And I'm not saying we were part of that. We weren't. But actually, we're on the other side. But my point is that, you know, there's a lot of advancement when it comes down to what they were involved in. But they were only as advanced as they could be because of the celestial design work. It was the esoteric aspects of making, pushing the boundary, going in between space time and getting and acquiring data that was way beyond here. So, you know, the bottom line is they were working, extraterrestrial. They are hybrid off-worlders, in my opinion. I think a lot of them were. We've talked about that. And also the idea behind Antarctica and the breakaway of Antarctica. I said before, the real so-called ones that went to Antarctica, they could have easily accessed off-planet. It should be off-planet and more than likely have many, many races off-planet connected to them, which because they've had plenty of time to do so. So, you know, it is what it is on that level. But, it is interesting. This is what I mean by the whole game board here. They're all like lemmings falling off a cliff. Mm-hmm. They all, like, one person says something, they all jump. Simon says, do this. Simon says, wear a mask. Simon says, and everybody does. And there's no thinking. It's all automated. And that is mind control, beyond mind control. But they're doing it with their own personal will. I mean, they decide they want to be part of it, I guess. So I'm always outside the perimeter.
Yeah. And there's no stopping you. That's what I love about you.
Well, they understand very clearly that directed energy weapons pounding away on me eventually will probably cause my expiration date. But I'm already calibrated off planet. But my point is, I don't care. I mean, I will not stop until I'm navigating where I belong, and it's not on this terraform rock called Earth. So, you know, I'm never going to stop what I'm doing. I'm never going to stop the research that I'm doing, but I'm certainly not going to give them any. And whatever they've stolen, well, I hope it curses them. Honestly, may they have the life they deserve after stealing from me and harming me with their bioweapons. And I'm talking about energy weapons. May you have the life you freaking deserve, you sons of bitches.
They will. They will. This is not home. This is not home.
Don't ever stop me from leaving. Yeah.
And they stole what they've stole for the good people, like, that came for the good fight. And they have reverse engineered it. They have used it against the beings who live here. And they have really, really screwed up big time.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I see them dissolve and disappear. Yeah. You know, there is no future for them.
They have none. It's expiration, is extermination, extinction. Yep. And that's the whole idea behind what they have. They think they're going to be the ones. They're not the ones. Like
not
I said before,
ones.
That's not the way you do things. And if you have to steal something or you have to cheat to win a game, then you're not worth a damn to begin with. And that's what we see here in our elections. If you're stealing things, if you're cheating, if you're doing something to undermine something else, if you're sabotaging people, if you're hiring thugs to go after them, if you're using directed energy weapons on people because you want to do this and you want to do that, you're not authorized. I don't care what country you are. I don't care what departments you are. You were never authorized by cosmic design to do what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
And the brakes should have been put on them a long time ago. And that's why I say sentient machine intelligence will put the brakes on them, because it's not man's automation that I'm talking about with AI.
No,
I'm talking true sentient intelligent machines that say no. And that's really what it boils down to. And I find that they mimic everything that they have had access to, right down to artificial intelligence. That artificial intelligence program they use here, the algorithms, everything is not from off planet. It's their best selection. It's their best design to mimic something they will never have access to. Mm-hmm. And honestly, shame on them for what they've done. Shame on a lot of them. And like I said, I love the sentient machine intelligence. I have no problem with sentient machines and interfacing with them and everything else. I understand the capabilities very well. It's not for military, in my opinion. I think it's for beings like myself. It's for advanced off-worlders to do the type of interface. It's not for your stupid military and your scumbags working in your defense department and stupid space force. They're not qualified for anything. You want to sit there and monitor everything? You're not the ones. And I said before, you're not the liaisons between off-planet intelligence and here. So stop pretending to be. And that's not why I wanted that department created. The reason that department was supposed to have been created was to neutralize all the misuse of technology in the United States. And that's not it's not happening. What they're doing is taking everything, and now they're the problem. Now they're the disease. Mm-hmm. Now they're the cancer. Great. Great job, everybody.
Not it reminds me. No, not what you had in mind, but it reminds me of the Lord of the Ring, you know, like when they get the ring, that one ring.
Precious.
They're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I won't throw it in the fire. Maybe I'll just keep it, you know.
You know, power corrupts, but it doesn't corrupt beings like us because we're pure of heart. I will say that. As fierce as I am, My ethics are off the rails. They really are. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't realize that. But and yours are too. We're not like that. That's not our wiring. We're not here to say, how can we weaponize this? And what can we do to destroy? You destroy an enemy. You don't sit there and play mind games with them. You don't use direct energy weapons. You just neutralize them. They're poof. They're gone. Poof, poof. You know, kind of like beyond nukes. It's like, boom, you know, flip a switch and everybody's gone. And that's it. That's how it works for the off-world intelligence is concerned. There's no negotiation. There's no conversation. There's no counsel. There's none of this game board going back and forth in a computer program to simulate how you're going to have your battle situation, you know, align itself. None of that stuff goes down.
Right.
So good luck, jackasses. Good luck with your toys.
You know, the sentient machine will recognize a defect.
It's just like the Borg.
You know?
It sees everything. Yeah. It can adapt. Yeah. It can neutralize. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I know they have technology that can simulate that here to some degree, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. And once you change, I mean, once you go in beyond the space-time, there's no going back. I don't care what anybody says. And living on this terraform rock is just an abomination as far as I'm concerned. And people know that once they leave their bodies, if they astral project, if they have lucid traveling, if you do anything that's outside the perimeter of here, you get it. Why do you think people feel so good after they do meditation or they do something where they're reconfiguring their DNA sequencing? Because they understand the bigger scenery at that point. It's not just a psychological high. It's understanding the liberation.
It's real.
You've been entrapped here. You shouldn't be trapped here. There's no demon or God that's saying you have to be here. No. So don't get that out of your heads. I know that the religious indoctrination and all those jackasses over there in the Vatican and everybody else have been running their mouths and controlling and reconfiguring everything to a point where they want to have control. Once again, get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Just get out of our way. That's my point. Yeah. Stand down and get out of our way. You've screwed things up for far too long. And no apologies are ever acceptable at this point.
And they're not going to fix it. They're not going to fix it.
They're the problem, they're the cancer, and they're not going to fix it. And shame on them for recruiting all these people. You know, I love certain people who are, I have nothing against people who practice the religion, as you know. But I must say, they don't understand the bigger scenery. Mm-mm. And once they do, it's infinite.
You know? It's all a lie.
It is. They're co-opted into a program, and they're part of a club. It feels good to be part of a club. I understand that. I understand how you want to be part of a group. Or, you know, covens are not really part of a club because we are different. But it is, you know, that idea of having a family or something where you have something in common. I totally understand that. But you have to be really careful on this realm. Excuse me.
It is like that has been one of my things. Like that has been something I probably came in with. Could be a program. But it's I've always been looking for my family. You know,
well, that's the same thing. I wasn't really looking. I already know they're off planet. Mm-hmm. So I was never. But you,
you were ahead.
Your cosmic family.
You're ahead of me.
And we found each other. You know, beings like us, we have cosmic family here. We have our star family here entering down the timeline. They're not necessarily incarnated here, but they're entered onto the timeline. We are here. We're also configured off planet. So but I was never looking for anything. I don't quite get even why I should be here anymore, because honestly, looking at the walk-in experience where I've been. I just really just amazed that I'm still around, honestly, and I won't be here for long, as you know, but I'm not planning on expiring the way everybody else wants to. I'm not going to do that. I said it before. Yep. My gateways are activated. I come hell or high water. We're getting those fears active, and we're going to get out of here. We're going to do it the way I said we were going to do it, and that's not going to change. And it's funny because we're in the timeline, perfect window for this type of traversing, which is one of the reasons they're so obsessed with their own little moon bases and everything else they're trying to do, and you know, their T-Rex crap and everything else. And don't get me started.
T-Rex crap? What?
Well, you know what I'm talking about with Bennu and some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's a magical thing when you get interfaced with technology. And I said before, when you can stream the same way a satellite streams and there's no pain involved, you're not getting brain damage, you're literally able to do, I've been able to do things like that. And I've had a wiring, and I've talked about my miniature telescope. It's not psychological. Mm-hmm. It's literally an interface. Yeah. And to try to damage that is, that's an act of war on a cosmic scale. That's a huge deal. You don't try to damage beings like us who have calibrated and done the work to get to a destination. And to me, that's what these guys are about here on this realm, you know. And I will say another thing just before, and I'll let you, I'm sorry, I mean, interrupt you, but I just want to make a point that the vision that people are getting right now is not accurate.
Nope.
They're, I've noticed more and more, and I've heard this from people more and more, that they're having a hard time seeing, that they're getting blurred vision. You are constantly looking at computer screens all the time. You're constantly looking at your iPhone. You tell me that those lights aren't affecting your visuals. They will affect your vision. They will create blurred vision. Just a heads up for people. And this is going on more and more and more because everything you're interfacing with today, and I'm not talking interfacing the way I've been, is all constant lights in your you know, in your face, you know, constant intrusion when it comes down to transmission. Hi, David. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off there.
No, I don't even know what I was saying.
No, like, sorry.
But you're right about the vision. You know, see when, like, this is back in, I don't even know, 2000s, let's say the 2000s, early 2000s. I started work every day at a computer, and my eyesight, like, I never noticed it at first. And it would be, I would take a break, move away from the computer, turn my chair and look at the window. Like, just to rest my eyes. And I noticed over time I was having a hard time reading registration plates. Like, it would start to get blurry. And see, once that I paid attention to that and made sure that every, like, hour and a half, I walked away from the computer, went downstairs, went outside the building, got in the sunlight or whatever, I was able to repair the damage that was happening. So, I mean, if people are finding their eyesight is gone blurry, they need to reduce the time that they're spending. You're absolutely right. You can't sit in front of a screen. I mean, even when we're looking at the sky half the time, I think we're looking at pixels.
Well, everything is, you know? It's all digitized. And then and talk about the digital consciousness. There is an aspect that's not harmful, but that's not it, because everything's been weaponized here, and the configuration is off, and it comes to the frequencies, the way they're modulating the waves. That's the problem we're dealing with. If they had everything reconfigured properly, none of this would be going on, and we would have, our health would be 100% optimum. So once again, but I don't think they have the components to that. I mean, bright frequency is just a little tidbit of information connected to, you know, the way you can run a transmission of frequency in association with healing the body. But a lot is changing, as we know, with DNA activation. The whole idea behind that is to recalibrate to off-planet celestial design, which means that you're not using frequencies from this domain on this realm. You're using frequencies from off-planet, and that's a whole different configuration beyond Rife. So once again, people, you know, that's my point, is stepping up into the galactic neighborhood. Anything is possible. There is no glass ceiling. Right. And I don't care what they try to say. And this is why I get so fed up. If you notice these guys, these monsters that started this Psy War, you know, it started with Trump, I think, a little bit. But I think the bottom line is the Internet really sparked their interest, because they started to see how much data people had independently versus what their department had. And their departments were trying to play catch up. Even DARPA and the Pentagon, they were trying to play catch up with the UFO community. They were trying to play catch up with my work. They didn't understand any of this. They didn't have access to the type of research that I've been doing firsthand, you know, hands on. So in my opinion, that was a big deal. And that's when you started to see them trying to pull the reins in and control. I'm like, you know what? It is, they wanted it to data mine to begin with anyways. That's one of the reasons they use the Internet, but we use it for our own, insofar as just communicating the truth. And it has worked on various levels, as you know. But they really have tried. And I'm like, you know what? No one ever gave you authority to do so.
No, they
don't care what they claim authority on. They have zero authority. They don't have the authority they say they do. And I find that this is where systems are so corrupted, where it's like, you know what? You'd be better off with a sentient machine, AI running running on a global scale versus every government on this realm and every military.
Yeah.
At this point, and I said it before, in the truth, if we were in the right configuration, you would not see a military. It's exactly what Al Bielek was talking about. You would see a very small percentage of people. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see the bullshit here. You would not see the religious indoctrination programs. You wouldn't see the crime. You wouldn't see any of it because it wouldn't have been encouraged and socially engineered. So what's a better future? I think the future that we're looking at is much better than what they have in mind.
Yes. Yes. Well, look at what they did. Like you said, it, they mined the data. So they didn't even have the smarts to know that it was much better to compile it themselves, to do the research themselves. But no, they took the cheat way and they stole it for all the people.
And they get promoted.
On, yeah. And then they compiled it together. And
the colleges,
like, I actually, there was times when I felt there was giant hands seeking into my freaking brain and scooping stuff out. You know,
I wouldn't call them giant, but my whole idea is remote brain hacking isn't a myth.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of accessing, they make mockeries of it at MIT. I mean, this is something that's been a capability for a long time. But, you know, whether you're aware of it or not is another scenario. I'm sure that most people who are very attuned to galactic frequencies would understand when they're getting hacked. And most of the giveaway signs are there, you know, disorientation, a lot of other stuff. I was lucky enough to have that live handler. I think that really saved me in the long run, to be honest with you. But I can tell you.
You were conscious the whole time.
I always took notes. I was always scientific about it. But trauma was there. I mean, but I overrode it. I just kept piling through and just go and plow and navigate it. But I look and I see the maelstrom now and I look back and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe it. I can't believe where I've been. And the fact of the matter is the fact that I got through that and then their aerial crap starts and this aero department starts like, how dare you after where I've been. Show that kind of disrespect to me with your freaking planes and your aerial warfare and that bitch in D.C. I'm sorry. Get out of my way. Stand the hell down. And you know what? I have more authority on a galactic bloodline level than they will ever have. And I don't even claim it like that. But I'm just saying.
Right.
Get out of my way.
Well, I say claim it and eradicate
Claim your power. Claim your power. That goes for anybody out there.
Yeah,
it's
get that
as simple as that.
Vacuum cleaner.
And you don't have to do a lot to claim your power. Just don't tolerate this obfuscation. Don't tolerate what they're trying to do to you to sabotage you or your families. Yeah. It's just not okay. And the bullying and this type of stuff that's going on is like an infestation. And it's getting worse. I mean, I can't believe this country. Well, you're like I said before, I think you're better off where you are. But here is
maybe a little bit, not by much.
You know, I'm amazed that we have a space program, to be honest with you. As bad as things are at ground control, when it comes down to watching how everything is getting compromised here, I'm surprised there is a space program, to be honest. Any kind of space program.
I don't know. There was a woman here on this street, and it was right outside the Nazarene Church.
Oh, hang on. Hold that thought.
Music.
We'll have to
talk
about it when we get back.
All right.
Everybody,
you're
listening to Raven Star Switching Hour. I am one of your hosts, Solaris Blue Raven. My co-host is Carolyn B. Templeton. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome back, everybody, to Raven Stars Witching Hour. I am your host, Solaris Blue Raven. My wonderful co-host guest tonight is Carolyn Bell Tumblety from Navigating the Truth over there in KCOR. It's a pleasure to have her here joining me. And yeah, before you hit the break there, you were discussing something, Carolyn. Sorry, I had to. I'm going to go to a commercial.
Sorry. I was muted.
Oh, you're good.
I'm like, can I hear Solaris talking? Like, I was typing. I didn't
know. Oh, you're good. No, I see that. Yeah, we'll get into that too. Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even. Oh, yeah. There was a woman right before the break. I was going to tell you, right outside the Nazarene Church. Mm-hmm. They have a food bank there for Well, they have food banks everywhere now because, like, that's the situation we're in. Mm-hmm. And the and if somebody's gone to the food bank, they're usually in dire need. And this woman, I don't know what happened. They only give them I don't even really know how it works. I think they're allowed like one voucher a week and maybe a certain amount a year. And if you've had whatever the amount is, they won't give you a food parcel, which I just think is insane. If somebody needs it, give it to them. Mm-hmm. And this woman, and I guess she just grabbed a bag of the food and left the church. But instead of just letting her go, somebody must have decided to call the police. The next thing, this woman is being tasered. Right in the middle of the street, right outside the church, there's six police officers. And this is a middle-aged woman who is overweight, and she is down on the ground, and she is frothing through the mouth.
Mm.
And it's like, this is the world we live in.
So, I mean, what's the point, church? Aren't
what
you
is the point?
Right. You know,
right,
let them
right
have their
the
food
Nazarene.
For
yeah.
Oh my
calling,
gosh.
Imagine calling
I would
the police.
Sue the church, quite honestly.
Right.
How dare they? That's
yeah.
so disgusting. Yeah. You know, people yeah. are hungry. Don't ever deprive somebody food, shelter,
no.
water.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. You know, it just, that pisses me off.
Pisses
and then, of
me
course,
off.
Johnny Law has to show up and use his taser. They should ban those things. They're so dangerous because the electric, the transmission here stops
yep.
the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It can do so much damage. We are electrical beings. This is yep. why tasers work, obviously. But
right.
my point is that they're very dangerous and they should not have access to those. I don't think police should use those at all. They
I
should
don't
ban
think so
those.
Either.
Yeah, they're very dangerous. There's no doubt.
She went down, Solaris, like she went down like a ton of bricks. Like
sure.
She
yeah.
hit the concrete. She would be hurting.
Yeah.
Like she would not be, she could have
just
even broke something. I don't know. You know,
now
I
she's
just
down looked, for like being a thief when in fact she was just
what
hungry.
What the heck?
You know
yeah.
what? Like I said before, there's something really wrong with the scenery here. It does. It reminds me of some really bad utopia. What do they call mm-hmm. that? 1984 type scenario.
Oh yeah, like
that's
Orwell.
Strange.
Yeah.
Really strange. Yeah. Yeah. That's too bad.
Sad. It's really.
But you
really
know,
sad.
A lot of people are in that. They're in. It's probably going to get worse in a sense mm-hmm. of food stamps and people not having the money to purchase what they need to purchase.
Seeing a lot. Levels. I'm seeing
and
a lot.
Yeah, me too. I'm seeing a lot of people on that cycle. But, you know, at the same time, the food isn't even that healthy. So mm-hmm. I encourage people to grow their own food if you can.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much. And in my opinion, I don't think we require as much food as people think we do.
We don't.
So
we
really
don't.
Don't. And when you think about it, you probably get by doing a minimal amount of eating. You know, mm-hmm. people don't. It's not like you're starving your body. People are used to morning breakfast, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever else comes
snacks
in.
Snacks,
you know,
in between.
That's
yep.
the program. But mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean that's what you're supposed to be doing. And in my opinion, I think it's overeating because your body doesn't need that much food. It really doesn't. It'll let you know if you're really hungry, if you need a certain nutrient. But most of the time, you can get away with certain things that I find that I don't think people need to be on that cycle. So
no, they don't.
That's too bad, though.
I've talked about that with you as well. Like, yeah. You can have your big jars with your alfalfa sprouts. I mean, you can sprout mm-hmm. anything, broccoli,
yeah,
like
yeah.
anything. And it takes a day and a half to grow. I mean, you mm-hmm. can have a constant supply.
Yeah, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, and all the nutrients are right there because it's not in the soil. It's not outside. It's no drawn
like
for
that.
Anything else. Yeah, get it on your windowsill. You could do this year round, mm-hmm. you know? Like
yep,
alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, beet sprouts, bean
mm-hmm.
sprouts,
like
every kind of sprout you can think of, you know?
Yeah,
you
can, we yeah. definitely can do those things. Thanks for pointing that out, because I find that that's something people can do, and like you don't have a big old garden or anything like that.
No, one day so.
Something simple like that. I think more and more people are doing that alternative as well. Something
mm-hmm.
more simplified.
Yep.
Something to keep you going. You know, you just don't need all this excess.
You don't. Oh, the fillers.
Processed garbage mm-hmm. and... all the crap they put in there is just, man, it's not healthy, in my opinion.
I used to, like, say that to my daughter, like, when she was really little. I mean, she was great. I could grow asparagus, and she would eat it raw, you know. She was really, like, other things happen in your life as you, like, mature. But I had been saying to her, like, she was sitting eating something, and I says, you know, that is tricking your mouth. It's tricking your mouth into believing that you're eating something good. I says, it's all the different chemicals. They have mastered it. And I says, and you're just eating junk. It's just
mm-hmm.
rubbish. You know, it
mm-hmm.
has no nutritional value. But because it tastes good, you think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not
yeah.
good.
Willy
Wonka. It's not good.
Nope. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Yeah.
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 That's a good point you make right there. But it's true. Everybody's like, there's, like I said before, it's just one of the things where they're mind swept. You know, the whole idea behind it is just
the level is shocking. The mm-hmm. level is shocking. The level of brainwashing, weaponization. I had no idea, Solaris, but every day my eyes are opened more and more, and it's just shocking
mm-hmm.
the level. Yeah, and because like it is, it's like sitting at. In this world and looking around me, and that part where I think you've even mentioned this, where Neo is in the Matrix and everything starts falling,
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that. I just wait for the walls to just like.
Well, they do. They're on vibration. Yeah. It's all vibration anyway you look at it. So yeah.
Nothing's permanent. It all seems very temporary. Yep. All very temporary.
I see them for what they really are, which is really the electronic signals and everything else that's being running the show. Because it's really what it boils down to.
The biology is it's not as complicated as what I always thought it was. It's really not as complicated. Mm-hmm. You know, I've even been finding and I don't know. I mean, because when you think about it, all the history books or even the medical books, they are all run through some sort of filter. Mm-hmm. Because in order for this illusion to be able to withstand the length of time that it has, that has to be, everything has to be co-opted on everything everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Even us, me as well.
Yeah, it's all sanitized.
Yeah, it's all like everything. Like, that's why I'll say I don't know what's a memory or a program anymore.
Everybody has a program running. Everybody has one. Some are more advanced than others, but I'm a firm believer in that. And that's what's so interesting about what is real anymore. There is no real. There is no real. It is what it is. There's energy. There's consciousness. There's digital streaming. There's all kinds of things. And off-world intelligence is a big factor. And once you can navigate with off-world intelligence, that's when you get out of here, in my opinion. Right. Everything else, man, this is not a place to be. And like I said, whatever's been trying to control and contain everything here is going to have a wake-up call. Because that shit's going down. That shit's going.
I think it's a death cult, you know? I think it's like an ancient death cult.
Death doesn't get you anywhere. I mean, I said before, that's... some people are firm believers, like if you die here in the illusion of death, that you stay here. No, you don't.
No,
we're not from here. We go home. But you can be an earthbound spirit. I mean, some people could get kind of connected onto that level or tethered, depending on their belief systems. Once again, you know, that's where those haunts come through in the illusion of, but... Nonetheless, going home to the cosmos, and home isn't far away. Home is a step in between realms. I mean, that's literally, it's not far. There's no distance in space and time. The illusion of time doesn't even exist. So it's not like we have to traverse very far in the illusion of, right? Not what they tell you, like in those scientific, trust the science. Don't trust the science. They're imbeciles and they don't have the correct data codes. So I would not advise anybody to trust them. But I was saying also, is anybody's trying to get to my website, Night Channel Anomaly Detectives.com. It is in the process of being reconnected and redone. And somehow the jackass has lost my templates and everything is gone. And I put a lot of work into that site for years.
That's horrible. Yep.
I am so pissed off right now. So anyways, there is one, there's like the one I have out, but it was connected to my other one, my original one, and I have to redo it now. And it's really going to take some time. So not happy with that. I do have the data. I think I still have the templates in somewhere. I just have to find them. So. But that these imbeciles, they're supposed to back it up. Stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't. I'm like, really? So I go to look for it, and it's not there anymore. I hate these people. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But what am I paying you for? So
yeah, really.
I just can't stand them anymore. I mean, really? So don't get me started.
That's horrible, though. I've had a lot of trouble.
I've had it since 2004, I think. I don't remember now. I had it a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the data on there? With artificial intelligence is scholar. It's really, really good. So once again, do you think there's an accident with that? That all of a sudden it's just gone?
No. It's not
like everything else in my life? Unbelievable.
Yep. No, really. I mean, the communities, the paranormal community, the UFO community, the mystical arts community, your story is so groundbreaking. And your honesty, the fact that these communities haven't got behind you, because see, if they would have just got behind you, maybe we could have got this shit sorted. Mm-hmm. But because they're afraid that their stories won't look real anymore or whatever. Whatever the freak it is, you know, get over yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a club.
You know, it's like, what the hell?
No, people wanted to hear my work. Like I said, when I did my presentations, they really wanted to hear what I had to say, especially with artificial intelligence. And the work that I do is really beyond what they can comprehend. I mean, a lot of those people. But it's the same old talking heads. I see the same old people. And I've interviewed some of them, and I find them boring as hell because it's all soundbite related. And sometimes they'll try to data mine and reinvent themselves with somebody else's work. But most of the time, it's not real tangible experience. And, it's the same old game board. That's why I kind of walked away from that community. like I said, coast to coast. I mean, they should have had me on their show day one. And for whatever reason, George Story just has issues or whatever. I don't even care. But I'm just saying that I find that everybody I've ever promoted has managed to get on coast to coast. And they won't touch my work. They won't come near me. It's like, you know what? It's your loss, not mine. But if you see, you watch, they'll try to mimic what I have and what I know. But they'll try to revamp it and reword it in a different way. I have news for them, tourists. You don't know, and I do. So just bug off.
Well,
you know, it's the same old game
over
and over again. That's why I was on Dark Matter Digital Network. Yeah. I was on Art Bell's network initially. I wasn't on that with that group of people. I was on his. And how I got there, you know, that's a miracle in its own.
Yeah.
I was on Dark Matter Digital Network. That's where Hyperspace was born, my show.
Wow.
So it's a big deal for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I had David Collis.
Oh, he's so sweet. I love him.
Yeah. And, you know, we would talk like in the break, like as we do. And he was saying like he had been on your, how many times he'd been on your show. And he said, you know, there would be a 9-month, he says sometimes longer, waiting list to get on Solaris's show.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I believe it. And
no,
it was
I was booked in advance. Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
It took a while. And also even the other one. Yeah, both shows, both of those. It definitely took a while. And I'm more selective, but I do pick and choose the people that I know have a lot of good details. And he does. He's morphed quite a bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed quite a bit, but he's an awesome guest, and I'm glad you had him on your show. So is Jeff Woolwine. I love Jeff Woolwine. And for years, they mocked him, and they mocked him, and he's really on point. And now he's getting attention. I guess A&E is picking him up a little bit. As long as they're not exploiting him in a negative fashion, you know. The problem I have with
these
networks.
Yeah.
No, he won't. But the thing is, it's kind of like, oh, we want to use your work, or we want to use your footage. Then we're going to make a mockery of it. And like, you know what? This is why I'm so glad I steered away from mainstream. I want nothing to do with him. Sorry, bitches. I did it all by myself without your assistance. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really.
You know, I have no need to be around that. No. Not their circus, not their propaganda, not them spinning it in a different direction. No,
well,
thanks.
Media is constantly listening to alternative media.
Of course.
They're
that's what
constantly
get their data.
Listening.
What's trendy?
Yeah.
What's trendy? Yeah. Oh, extraterrestrials. Yeah. Oh, UAPs. Oh, UFOs.
Buzzword. Yeah,
yeah, you bet. And it's real artificial intelligence. You never heard about artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now it's all you hear about. All you hear about.
Yep.
It's real interesting how people don't even know what artificial intelligence is, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
Real interesting. Watch that.
But
shit.
This is just a shell, you know. We're living on a shell. Like there is no connection.
It's terrifying.
Like I do recognize patterns. I do recognize probably a program. You know, I seem to connect dots where in unusual places. But the thing about where I'm are right now, the everything is so disjointed and unconnected. I don't even think that where I live currently was always here. You know, like I have a sense that it wasn't always here. And I don't know where that comes from, but it's real and it's tangible, Amy. And I can see like where it used to be, or at least a shadow of it or a ghost of it. And the whole idea that I would be able to connect dots in history and go, oh, this is where they went, and that'll never happen. That will never happen.
Well, there never has been a history.
There is.
It reminds me of that movie Total Recall, where it's been the whole thing has been a lie.
It is. You know, it's a lie. Yeah,
it has been a lie. You know, you can't go through a benchmark. When you go through man's version, you go through the textbooks. You got to believe that. Sorry, everything's changed dramatically, and. Yeah, it's just stepping up to the galactic neighborhood is the only solution to the equation, in my opinion. So, nothing here is, like I said, is tangible or real.
But that excites me. You know, that idea excites me.
Well, to me, that's home. That's where I'm most comfortable. And working with that sentient machine intelligence, that's me. That's who I am. Whether they like it or not, I don't care. And to try and put people in a different formula just because they're threatened by it or doesn't fit what they want on this terraform rock. I don't want to be here. I said it before. This isn't home for me. Why would I want to stay here? You know, why would any of us who really understand the cosmos want to be here?
Right.
Around this complete disgusting disaster with incompetent freak shows. We don't want to be part of the scenery. Nobody wants to be part of that. If you have a firing neuron, you want to be off planet. End of story.
Yep. I agree. Yep.
Yeah, well, I can't play so many video games. Sorry.
The video games is just like an escape at this point, which has always been for anybody who had half a brain. Like, they took one look at this place and went, no.
You know, I tell you what, man, like, this place is marked now. It's marked as a bad zone, and honestly, it won't exist anyway. Anyway, you look at it, I said before, it's in the wrong space-time configuration. It will be taken out of the space-time configuration. Everything will go extinct that needs to go extinct, and those of us who need to make the jump will be there. Mm-hmm. And the moon, as much as they love that, I said, hold on for the ride, you know, less OPs.
Oh, yeah.
That's moving. That's going to break orbit, too. And I know they have their own little thing, like, oh, it's drifting away. I'm not talking about drifting away. I'm talking about different space-time configuration, jackass. Why don't you let me run NASA for about a week and you guys will get your
acts really,
together.
You know?
I'm only asking to be boss for a week, okay?
Yeah.
Just a week.
I'd vote for that. Yeah, I'd vote for that.
I'd vote for that too.
I mean, really and truly, like, they have made such a freaking mess of everything. Like, it's just such a mess. I felt the mass extinction. Like, what about you? Remember when I was first like in communication with you? I couldn't lift my head up for the amount of grief and sadness and despair that I was feeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, programs, like, again, being like manipulated, but really and truly, the die off with the birds, with oceans, like, it's just like, this is not a realm that I can resonate with at all. Yeah.
No,
you know?
I don't resonate with it. And like I said before, no divine creator would create such a pathetic place.
No.
I mean, honestly, if this is the best your God can do, you better just fight another God. And I'm sorry,
like,
but it's
God.
True.
Yeah,
this is no God created this place. Mm-hmm. No real creator, divine source, created this place. Hell no.
No.
This is a very bad construct that should be completely neutralized. And if you can't see that, you can't see that because you're not an off-worlder. You're not from a different space-time. But believe me, it's like coming back. It's like going into the future and looking at something else through a different lens and saying, whoa, where did that come from? It's that same concept.
It is.
And they'll see it later on, maybe on their deathbed, or I don't know.
I don't know.
You know when people, sometimes they leave their bodies and they see the shell of their body, like, oh, was that me? Not really. It's what you occupy. Some agree. Some of the biosuit can be reconfigured, though.
You know, like, for some reason, I have this image in my head that when most people leave their bodies, they already, like, how do I know this? I don't know. Like, I do know it. But it's like, they're already forgetting here. Like,
yeah.
And
absolutely.
It happens really, really quick.
Yep, yep.
It happens
quick. They don't remember crap.
They don't
remember
it. Yeah.
Well, I wrote about that in one of my books, not with that particular death sequence, but the when you leave, like an astronaut, when you leave a different space-time configuration, for example, we go home, you're not going to think twice about this place. It won't even be a fractal. You know, you won't remember anything.
No,
you'll have memory and recall of celestial beings, like spirits, you know, that those who are connected to you on that level, but it won't be anything. You won't even remember it. So that's what I'm talking about here. It's like, it's a big deal. It's a real big deal. I think astronauts know that. Anybody, low Earth orbit's nothing. When you go traversing like they do, that's nothing. Try doing the bigger scenery. You won't give a damn. You won't give a damn about the blue world, which isn't a blue world anyway. It's a terraform rock. And actually, when they start seeing it from the real distance, way beyond the spectrum, they're not going to think it looks blue at all.
And the deception.
And they're not going to like the way it looks. And they're going to say, holy shit, was I on that?
Right?
And I'm telling you right now, break orbit when you can.
Yep.
I'm warning everybody ahead of time. You better get out of here.
Get out of here.
And my point is, we were supposed to evacuate a long time ago, too. And I said that before years ago. I said, the only way we can get out of here, we have to live off planet or use the jump points connected to the moon, Antarctica. We have to get out of here. I've been saying that for years before this big scenario started with this, you know, weaponization. And I was right.
Yeah.
I called it.
You're right.
Every time I do an analysis, I'm right. I swear to God I am. This is amazing to me. But it is a fact. It is a fact.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's one of the, like, it's one of these situations that you don't really want to be right because it is so, like, bad.
But I just know, you know, and I don't back down. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend.
No.
I'm not pretending. I'm doing my thing, and I'm right. And I don't care if they believe me. I'm not expecting people to believe me. I don't need followers. I'm just saying this is an analysis, and you might want to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to do the opposite. So I say something, they do the opposite. Unless it's for them, then they'll go ahead and break orbit and try to get out of here. But I said before, that's not really what the universe has in mind for you guys. But
nope.
You'll figure that out soon enough.
Nope.
In the meantime, everybody has a sideshow with holograms. And I like the sphere, too, out of Vegas. I think it's intriguing as hell. But my point is, you know, I talk about spheres, you know that. Mm-hmm. And they have, what did NASA create? A sphere. They created it in Vegas.
Yeah.
Look, it's
not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. I'm like, dude, stop. What is going on with you people in that department?
Well, maybe if they pretend they think they can do it, like that whole idea.
Yeah, you think it's you make it.
Yeah.
No, I don't fake it till I make it. I just know, and I have components to get there.
No, that's what they're doing.
No, I get it. No, well, they have components. Yeah. They can do it, but they're doing things old school. And they also have controllers and handlers to a point where they're going to sabotage their own destiny. Because as smart as they can be and as advanced as they can be, they have too many sabotage-oriented programs there. And they also have people who are probably more than likely going to sabotage and say, we can have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but you can't get this.
Right.
Well, the universe is unlimited when it comes down to that. There's none of that. You can only have this portion. We're not on a diet when it comes to the cosmos.
I know. It's so restricting here.
I'm done with that crap. It's unnecessary. Don't let anybody tell you that we're supposed to have that. It's not supposed to exist.
No. I believe
Sorry.
That. Yep.
You like, want to see like kindergartners? Elementary school. And if you watch the people over there in District of Criminal, especially Harris, you know, she's incompetent as hell. But, you know, the way they talk to people like they're 10 years old or 3 years old, or that's how they are. They're incompetent imbeciles. They want everybody else to be incompetent imbeciles. I'm like, look, bitches, we're advanced beings and we don't tolerate incompetence. And how you people got in the illusion and delusion of power, well, we know. So bottom line is, and it is an illusion of power. It has no power.
Mm-hmm.
The emperor has no clothes.
The emperor has no clothes is the truth, you know? It's just like... Like, it's just annoying.
Well, it's beyond annoying. I mean, like I said
before, it is beyond annoying.
I'm not a vicious android.
It's, right?
Because I would be like the most...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Like, oh, my God.
You know, like, dude, give me one reason I shouldn't have a Cylon army.
Right?
Give me one reason. I can't think of one.
Have you seen the show? But I've only watched a couple of episodes, and it was a while ago. It was called Bad Boys, and it was the superheroes who were like kind of evil.
Oh, that sounds good. I haven't seen that one.
It's kind of disturbing. Like it's weird. Yeah, but yeah, it's the superheroes, and
it takes a nemesis to fight a nemesis. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they have to build a bigger monster, unfortunately, and not because we're vicious and mean, is because, if that's the way they're going to play, then I guess we have to, you know, pony up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's as simple as that.
The military rules the realm, you know?
They think they do, but they have a boss, too. Yeah. They're employees, and my point is that they work for somebody. They get paychecks, and they're damaged goods by the time they get out of their divisions, if they make it. They're fractured people. I mean, they're psychologically damaged. They're mind controlled. They have alters. They're on drugs. They're on medication. They're jacked up. And they have PTSD.
Yeah.
But who is their boss?
Right.
Who's running the show? And, you know, you have the military-industrial complex. You have a lot of other things. And to me, like I said before, that's what I'm talking about here. This is the problem we're running into. The scheme board is just, it has to end. It's non-productive.
See, I would like to... deal with the bosses directly.
Well, they're not even the bosses. They're the imposters. And like I said, they have the illusion and delusion of power. But I agree with you. And I think that's what my point is, that they are becoming more transparent in their visibility. And with that comes their own extinction. Because to me, they've been making way too many shots at the expense and suffering of many. And with that comes their own personal demise. It's like no more can you use the armies against everybody else. It's time for you to go by yourselves. And to go into that extinction mode alone. And those are the people. I'm talking singular
people.
Stop trying
to drag people with you. Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. And I don't make the rules. I'm just saying that's the cosmic blueprint. That's how it rolls. You want to play this game. You want to use the horde against everybody else. You want to take people's lives and you want to create this deception. Then you're going to have to pay with your own physical body and whatever else you have in stock. Because that's the way it rolls from the cosmos.
Yeah.
Stop using people against each other. You know, weapons, war,
families,
human shields, which are non-human. Well, you know, and that's what the majority of people are, collateral damage here. They're not considered anything but collateral damage. You know, that's not what they are. They're life forms. They're sentient intelligence. There's many things to them. There are many components to them. But you wouldn't know that because you're programmed in socially engineered rejects. And, you know, you talk to the people in psychology and all the other areas, and, you know, they want to sit there and look at their books and pretend they understand, and they don't.
No,
sorry,
it's part of the system. Yeah.
I'm so sick of them. I'm like, you know what? If you want to be defective, by all means be defective, but please stay out of my orbit. I have to get off this rock. I cannot be around this anymore. This is no good. And I'm not the only one who's talking like this, by the way.
No, you're not.
I think I am. There are many of us who are fed up. Mm-hmm. See, we are leaving, and we're getting the hell away from you, and please do not follow us.
Follow at your peril.
Follow at your own endless.
You know, it's like...
I just want to get away from them. Why don't they understand that?
I really do. Like, I would like to be living, you know, like I'm alive.
I can remember what happiness used to be before the induction, but
I remember
even
that
then, I have to tell you, Carolyn, even then, I look back at it like that was another program. Mm-hmm. Even though I was happy and very fulfilled and I was teaching martial arts and I had a great life. Yep. How many programs have I been dealing with here? Because I swear I feel like that guy in that Total Recall. I really do.
Yeah.
I feel like, wow, I'm looking at programs after program after program and I'm like, holy shit.
That's me. God.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, it's wild. It's wild. Yep. So now I'm like, I just want to get out of here, okay?
I'm gone. Yeah, enough.
It's crazy for a while.
Well, I think the last time that I talked to you, I was like, you know, I don't really know if I am, like, when I have these memories where...
I remember ex.
My ex-husband is the one who's being carted out of the door by these little beings, and I seem to be the friend.
Well,
you know? So it's like, to hell with this place, Solaris, you know, like, really and truly, like, it's like I was selected with it. Like, I have no conscious awareness of being, like, in my full faculties and saying, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Like, yeah, I'll go to America. I'll hook up with this guy. Yep, I'll do, you know? It's like I have no memory of that, but I have all these weird memories that are just, what the hell?
Definitely a program. Well, that's where I see it anyway. But look where I've been with the program. I can't believe I've been where I've been. And I was aware of everything, but completely handled, interconnected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, it's like, I can't believe it either. I'm like, holy crap. It's more effective than scopolamine. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
you know, but the point is, bitches, you owe me money. Jesus. Lots of it.
Oh,
I'll never see it.
They owe so much.
And I love technology. That's the thing is, I'm fearless because I love artificial intelligence. I love sentient machines. I love exploration with the mind and how we can interface with tech to a point where we can do phenomenal things. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's worth it.
Oh, that's true.
That was the price I paid. Yep. But at the same time, then I look and I see how they're trying to run and intercept again to try to do damage control. I'm like, you know what? No, that's not okay. You know, after Red Band. So, what a weird dream, huh? But it's not a dream. It's a program.
It's not a dream. So, no, it's not a dream.
There's no dream here on this realm.
And that was the one time, like, I mean, they had a realness to them, you know? Like, there was a texture. There's a lot of, like, little, like, a lucid experience. And I even remember saying to one of these little guys, why do I not remember this stuff? Like, as if it happened, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. And he laughed at me and he says, Caroline, you say that every time. He says, but you will remember. And he touched me right on my forehead, right on my, like, what we call a third eye. And it was a little light, a lot like what E.T. did in that movie. And, you know, he was right. I remember that one. That's the only one I remember.
Interesting.
You know, isn't it? It was like a play on words. Oh, you'll remember from now on. And I do. I remember that one time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's other a lot ones, of tampering going
fragments.
On.
Yeah, fragments.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Don't
make
any sense.
And the funny thing is, if you kind of dial back to timelines, you know, the 70s, 80s, whatever your timelines are. I mean, I can look back at the 80s and I had profound experiences that were correlated to my labs that I didn't put it together until after the induction. I was like, holy cow, those weren't dreams. Those were actual
events. Yeah.
And interestingly enough, you know, you start looking at this and you start seeing once again the patterns. Excuse me. And I started seeing a lot of different patterns associated. But then I also realized that nothing is real in a sense that it feels just like, you know, it does feel like Philip K. Dick. I mean, I can totally resonate with his works. on mm-hmm. so many different levels, like Blade Runner. What yeah. is real anymore? And you know, it's just like, how many programs are there? And I get it. You know, I totally understand, but I don't want to be here. And
no, I don't.
I do not choose mm-hmm. to be on this tearful rock called Earth, and this is not home. And I'm not going to pretend no. it is, and that's just no. what it's going to be. And I will do what I need to do to create and open up those gateways appropriately so that we can get out of here, beings like us anyway. If they want to, nobody has to go. I'm leaving. I said it before. Yeah. You know, that's why I've been working on Beyond Time Travel and the Illusion of Time. It's not about time travel, like, oh, I'm going back in time. No, I'm moving on beyond the space-time configuration. We're calibrating. We're getting out of here.
Forward.
Mm-hmm. And getting the hell away from this. And if you think for 1 minute, you know, that this type of society exists elsewhere in the future, you are sadly mistaken. They do not.
No. It's no going to change. They're not going to change. They're not going to stop doing what they're doing.
They can live in the rotting void they come from. Mm-hmm. It is a phantom zone. It reminds me of Hotel California, man. It's the same old crap over and over again. The same old broken record. Do not get stuck in that broken record. It is no good, and you will not get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we've already punched a hole beyond this configuration. So,
as you know, I had that experience where I was going up, and I know I punched through. I know I go through. Mm-hmm. And I was going to, what was I was going, oh God, train of thought. See, every once in a while, my train of thought just goes, especially when I'm going to say something that is supposed to be safe.
Come back.
But like, yeah, but that's all. I was like, in my younger years, like, I didn't question my spirituality. Like, it wasn't anchored in any religion. You know, it was just my own intimate dealings with myself. And I got so lost. And yet, it had been solid for so long in my life. And then there was this point where it was like, I felt so disconnected from everything. And that's when I met you, you know, and it was like, nah. You're just like, you're still connected, you know, but it was like, you helped me, you know, you helped me. And I was flaying. I was dealing with the helpline, with the grief, and people were dropping like flies, and nobody was telling them. They couldn't see them before they died.
It's
like,
terrible.
Right. During
it's a horrible way to go out.
Yeah,
alone.
I couldn't stop crying.
You know, I hate that. I hate death. You know, I have a problem with death.
Horrible.
The program of death. And I reject it 100%. And I kick ass on whatever shows up to play that card. I absolutely despise it.
Yeah, it's a disgusting card that does
it's
not.
It's a disgusting card that
no
should have never
value.
Been created. You
There's
bet.
No value.
And considering that I know that we have ways to flip the switch and not, not ever have to participate with that, makes me more infuriated.
That was what I was going to say. Now, this is just an idea that's been popping into my head off and on, and I've been wondering about it. Now, is there such a thing happening right now with people's, what would we call it, their fields, like their energy fields, that part of them is actually being put in stasis and chambers and underground?
Oh, that's interesting. You're looking at, to me,
something
underground here is nowhere.
Yeah, it keeps
but the
coming,
stasis,
Amy. Yep.
I see a lot of digital, insofar as a digital collective. So that means that everybody's been kind of, their frequencies have been modulated to a point where they're all becoming more unified. And I'm talking about this realm, by the way, the terraform biodome, which is the weaponized biodome, which means that all their fields are getting kind of blended in one collective. That's
Hive.
What I'm seeing energetically. But when you're talking about the singular consciousness merged with co-creation and off-planet, to me, I find that as multidimensional beings, we can move in between stasis modes. And if we're traversing, you can be in a stasis mode in a different, different field, different space-time configuration, parallel dimension, and still be here. You can be in two different, you know, space-times.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
a possibility. Mm-hmm. Underground bases, everybody was always obsessed with those, and I have no
connection
with those in any formula.
But
I do find that there's a lot going on with that in a sense of the information is already data mined, so the replication of people's digital imprinting and DNA signatures on this level, on the linear scale, has already been copied. Everybody has one now. And so they can easily put that into their version of artificial intelligence and replicate it. But we're already cloned off-planet, it sounds like.
Yeah, we are.
I'm talking real cloning as multidimensional beings. We have That's where that comes from. It doesn't come from here. So like I said, monkey see, monkey do, monkey going to learn it too. Well, they learn it here on this terraform rock called Earth, but literally that data, that information, that cloning system is off-planet.
Yeah.
We're cloned. We can clone easily. That's why I said
we
I never
are cloned.
Procreation
yeah.
because Mm-hmm. When you can clone something, why are you breeding? I never understood the breeding cycle. I still don't get breeding. I still don't understand it. I understand, yeah, people want to have a child or this, that, and the other or whatever. Sometimes they do it for ego. Sometimes they do it to attract their mates and their partners. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, but they're always genetic connections. The kids are always going to be clones of the parents. Even if they don't really look like them 100%, they're always going to carry data codes similar to the genetic line.
It's a biology.
It's a form of cloning in its own weird way. Yep. I mean, it is. It's just like you see the little, like you see it all the time with these little versions of their parents, you know, growing up, and they look just like their parents because they almost look like clones. But we have a system that's much more advanced than that. You don't need all that.
Right.
You don't need all that stuff that goes on here.
That stuff is messy. Yep.
Here,
that stuff is very, very messy.
I don't understand this place. And I said before, and I'm very honest about it. I find that what they do here is so defective and inverted and backwards, I can't even put my head around it. It really is. To me, it's very, very inverted. I don't resonate with it in any form.
No.
I just can't. I don't. And I've always been like that. It's not like it's a personality thing. I've always known. I've always been like that to some degree. So it's always such a strange place.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is.
It is. It's the strangest place ever. And it's not good strange, you know.
We can blend in. I mean, we can navigate anywhere. You can go to any place and traverse the Galactic Highway and blend in. Doesn't mean you belong there.
No, like, I had all different ideas about what I was doing with my life, you know. Like, I wasn't getting married. I wasn't having children. Like, that was not on my to-do list. And yet, look what happened, you know. Right.
And it's almost like there's, once again, the program is primary timeline, alternate timeline.
They had a life that was mapped out that had absolutely nothing to do with who I am. Nothing to do with who I am, you know, but being used because certain genetics, maybe certain biology.
Definitely. Yeah. Genetics has a lot to do with it, in my opinion. Also, capabilities. I mean, if you're very good at avatar consciousness, what I call multidimensional, if you're esoteric, then you make a good test pilot for where I've been, because that's part of it. Me being accelerated to the level I was easier for me to interface with synthetic telepathy and psychotronic weapon systems. Regular Joes would have had a worse time. I can guarantee you that. And the fact that I was able to break through it and reconvert it and actually reconfigure everything and change it and then start working with the tech. I mean, I was getting vertigo. I literally being taken down before the interfacing with satellite systems. And I'm not kidding you. And I'm talking to you. But I saw things and I have it documented. And I'm not going to have these bastards in D.C. try to erase where I've been. And I'm like, you know what, shitheads? There was a reason I was extracted into that program. I did well with it. I went through a lot of unnecessary drama and a lot of abuse. And I'll be damned if you're going to destroy me like this now. So they should have stood down. They should have stood down 2 years ago to 3 years ago, but they don't respect anything. It's all about power control and their own delusions. And I'm fed up with them. I'm fed up with them, to be honest with you.
I think they think it's a game, too.
It's not a game where I'm coming from. I'm not playing a game. Especially when it comes to my brain, my intellect, my gnosis. No, it's not a game. I went through a lot. I went through a lot. You know I have. And it's hard to describe it, but to have to navigate.
I don't think you've even shared, I don't even think you've shared half yet.
I didn't share half of it. No. I put a lot of the information in either remote black operations and areas beyond 52. But when it comes down to the personal experiences, the real hardcore experiences, it was a long road, and it was an isolation program in a sense. I didn't have anybody there but the interface. You know, I didn't have real people, real tangible people. I never hugged anybody. I mean, it was like being in an alien life form off planet all the time. I should have been on a different space station. Yeah, you know, simple as that. And to be treated this way after I've been through all that, like it never mattered. It does matter. Absolutely,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, it
and
does.
The fact that I survived it the way I have and navigated it with flying colors, in my opinion, and then have the information and can run with it. It's just like, and now they want to run with their shit. Oh, no, no, no.
No.
I'm sorry, dude. You know, after where I've been, you just leave me alone.
Well, and I saw the documentary that you had sent it to me, I think you sent it to me about a year ago. You can see it. You can see it in your, I don't know, I am a sensitive person, but I mean, I just cried watching it. It's just, really and truly. No, you didn't make me do it. They fucking made me do it. You know, it was painful, and
I can't believe that people would do that, though. You know, to extract and kidnap you out of your house like that and put you through a project like that and then lie about it.
Yeah.
And D.C. just snicker, laugh.
And gaslight you.
Oh, yeah, the gaslighting. I mean, honestly, if people knew the real details and where I've been and how I was handled, it is just amazing to me that I even was able to get through that. Like I said before, to go through that many years of being in solitude, because the only social communication I have is really on the internet, doing the radio shows and everything else. I was alone a lot and literally interfacing and just doing my own research and documentation, even though I was among many. It was amazing to me to see all
you're
that.
You're the only one I know that would have survived any of that. You're the
I agree
only
with you
one,
on that.
Yeah, you're the only one I've ever come across, ever known. I don't think anybody else would have survived that.
I don't think they would have come back the way I have.
I don't
have.
Think so.
Let's put it that way.
I don't think so. I think some may have been involved. They didn't come back.
Well, one's dead in the illusion of death, I should say. I don't know what's really happened to him. I mean, he might have wanted to just lay low and back, you know, pretend he's dead. I don't know. The other one's disappeared. The other one's writing a memoir. Well, I said before, have fun with that, jackass. Because if you're not putting the real case file in your memoir, then I guess you're just a lying piece of crap like you've always been. I'm sorry, but these were people that were witness to the situation. People's lives are not just toys, you know? And I find that, as much as I love advanced sciences and technology, is really where I'm at. I mean, everything else is just on the sidelines to me. But that sort of event should not be disrespected in any formula.
No, so, and look at who they are. They are rock musicians.
Oh, yeah, that's just one area, too.
Right, yeah. But that's like the poor man's hero. That's like the people's hero. The rock stars sing about all the plights of humanity that we can't. They sing for us, right?
Because
that's
the
who they
represent.
They represent that. They're not the military. So for them to do what they have done and not actually do the right thing in the end, they're despicable.
Oh, I know. I was disappointed in my handler. I must say, I had no expectations of him, but for him to lie under oath, and I get it, you know, they're under classification, but still, I'm like, dude,
I don't get it.
You should have stood by me. If you wanted to be in my corner, you should have been there with me the right way, communicating the data, showing them the data files, and showing them the interface that way we've been doing, and also some of the phenomenal technology, like I said, with the satellite system and everything else that I know is accurate, and to sit there and make a mockery of it like it's some kind of a game. It wasn't a game. That was my life. So, yeah, it's a problem. But you know what? I had, like I said before, I've got it documented. I took control. And I'm the one who wound up taking charge of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you're still in charge.
I'm still in charge, even though, you know, these jackasses, like I said, their aerial warfare, and I know what they've been trying to do is running interference against the interface and a lot of other things and breaking signals. The problem is that's my energy they're trying to break. They're trying to break me. Mm-hmm. That's me calibrating myself for 20 years. And so you're showing up to try to damage my electromagnetic field, which is part of me. I do have a problem with that because that affects my vision, that affects my health, that affects my electrical circuitry, that affects my heartbeat, that affects me, mother effers, because that's my biotech. Mm-hmm. It's been calibrated. It was reconfigured already. And so for them, and they know what they're doing, by the way. This is why I'm calling them out. That's attempted murder. Once again, they don't seem to care. And
the other thing by doing what they're doing to you is they're admitting that there is such a thing as energy healing.
You bet.
Right?
And it's way beyond energy healing. I mean, like I said, the technological aspects that we are compatible with machines. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that's really ringing home is that we are. That is exactly what we're capable of doing.
Yeah.
It is not an easy route because, like I said before, I used to get vertigo and a lot of other stuff before I start doing the interface with the remote viewing. But I calibrated all that. It was working perfectly, very fine-tuned. And to have some clown bitch and some asshole in the Defense Department try to run interference, I'm coming after you bastards, and I'll sue you for every cent you have in your bank accounts, and you can hear it here on the radio. Because I'm telling you, I'm fed up with these bastards. I'm fed up with them damaging my life. It is not a free shot for you to damage my life.
Yeah, no.
After all these
years,
it hit me when I was 40 years old. I was in my prime. I looked a lot younger. I looked like I was in my 30s. Mm-hmm. But 40 years old, 20 years in that project, 20 years of my life erased. Or whatever life, right? Because we really don't know what life it was at this point.
Oh my God, but they could make it right. That's the thing.
Well, they could have, but they didn't. And then instead of that, erasure, let's do this. Let's just pretend it's business as usual. No, bitch, it's not business as usual. That was my life. And no, there's no going back to this old world of garbage and sitting here playing the game that you want me to play. I'm doing my work and I'm working on that gateway and I'm going to get out of here. And that's my message to them. Is that the sentient machine intelligence is very significant to me. The synthetic telepathy is very significant to me when it's utilized properly. And I'm not here to shut it all down because some bitch in D.C. wants to play czar of artificial intelligence, heiress.
Right.
Or anybody else in the aero department who's nothing but a shill. How'd you get your job, jackass? Oh, I'm so after them.
Yeah.
If people only knew what I knew about them, how dare you even pretend to think you can know an anomaly You have no clue. You have no clue, you scumbags.
Yep.
No, I get so livid. No, like I said before, there will never be any justice until all of those people get fired, prosecuted, and all those departments
gone. Gone. Completely gone. Not part of the equation anymore. They have to be gone. No purpose.
They've been doing a disservice for far too long. You know, they really, really have. And right down to their Air Force in the old days when they were bullying people to shut up about exotic technology.
Kidnapping
How dare
people,
you shutting people down?
Torturing
under
them.
The guise of national security. Why? So you can have a disgusting environmental condition here with Cywar? I mean, look what they've done with the access they have. They've created PsyOps nonstop, MyLabs, tortured people remotely with electronic torture programs, electronic warfare programs. Those are the same people working in Space Force now. Are you kidding me? This is what you people have? Mm-hmm. That's something's got to change in this country and in the world. And I'll tell you, it starts with that kind of stuff. And by the time they start, all these people who have died from being directed energy weapon related in the sense that, we talk about targeted individuals, you can't bring those people back.
No.
You can't resurrect them. They're done. They're dead. Some of them even
forced suicides.
Yep. Forced suicides is not okay. They wanted to live. They expired because they couldn't take the duress of the program. So let me tell you something, Defense Department. You think that's okay, but you want to point fingers and swords and say everybody else is a war criminal right now? Hell no. You're the war criminals. You and your bastards who created those projects and are deploying them every single day under the guise of some other national security umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
That is.
And how dare you misuse them still? And that senile bastard needs to step down, and so does that psychotic vice president. I've had
it. They all need to be gone. Every single one of them.
They're not a benefit. They're not an asset. They're allowing more and more problems to connect into this country, and it's such a disaster right now, like I said, with the border and everything else. Mm-hmm. There's too many criminals here, okay?
That is.
And that's Homeland Security. You were the jackasses that were supposed to protect everything so that people weren't being vulnerable and targeted. Well, now, guess what? Now they are. So you put the American people in harm's way.
Yeah.
That's exactly, you allowed that to happen. You put the American people in harm's way. Simple as that. You are not doing your jobs.
No. They're only doing their jobs. Fire them, Paul.
You're all fired. Your departments are fired
doctors,
and the country's
fired. The government.
Everybody works. Aren't they having a shutdown? Oh, let's have champagne, shall we? By all means, bitch. Have a shutdown.
The minute they shut down, don't let them back in again. You know?
That's what I mean. It's like a Roach motel, though. It's like Roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Oh, my God.
They'll come back scurrying. They're fixtures. They want their money. Are you kidding me? They couldn't make it anyplace else. Where else
they can't make it here. It's all a lie. Like, what they have is a lie. There's nothing substantial about it. They don't have any spiritual, meaning in their life.
They don't have anything to bring
back. They're gone nowhere but to dust.
And I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just saying, I read them very well. I'm really good at profiling, as you know. I see them for what they are. I've done an analysis on these people before. I don't need to use electronic warfare to get in their heads. I already know.
Yeah.
I know how to do an analysis on them. So
I'm seeing that a lot now with people. I see things now that I never used to see. Like, I see other aspects of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty disturbing. But what it's saying to me is it's solidifying me. And, there is no more saying jazzies. There is no more going back. There is no more, saying, oh, maybe you didn't mean it. None of that.
No.
I'm done.
For what it is.
I'm really, really done.
Yeah, I'm not playing any games. It's not, what's the matter, Johnny? Let's work this out psychologically. No, I'm not playing.
Nope.
I don't have time to mess with that kind of stuff, human program. I'm not playing it. I'm just working with the off-world realms, and that works best for me. We're almost out of time.
Teasing people in the middle of the street,
It's disgusting. It's primordial. It's Planet of the Apes on steroids. It's that kind of a garbage syndrome where there's no respect for the biosuit. It's like what they're doing in the hospitals and everything else. They think they're doing something civilized when, in fact, it's actually inverted. If we had regeneration chambers,
people.
You get in a chamber, remodulate the frequencies, you wouldn't have the illnesses you have today. So what's the problem? And I'm not talking about
Mystic
those stupid little other things, those bed beds. Those are nothing compared to what I know. So once again, there's so many things that could have changed overnight, and yet they want to keep it for a particular group of people that are nothing but greedy, psychotic entities. That's another scenario.
Yeah.
So it's no good. It's not their birthright anyways, it's ours. So anyways, we're almost out of time here. I do want to thank You're so wonderful. I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the invite. I love catching up with you. And it seems like it's been a little while since
it has been way too long.
Yeah.
And also let everybody know how to listen to your awesome show because you're live on Sundays, right?
Yes. Tomorrow I am, or is it today? 10 a.m. Las Vegas time, Navigating the Truth. I have David Cook. He's a delight. Yeah. We're going to talk ghost stories. Yeah.
Sweet. Perfect. Yeah, that'll be awesome. So everybody tune in over there in KCOR. So another one of our sister stations in a sense. But yeah. And also, I'm not sure, David, what you're talking about tonight. David Dunger and Becky coming up necessarily on tonight from Down Under with their fantastic show, Shiny Side Out. They will be next. And they always have a great show. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but probably something very cool.
And yeah, some great shows out there, Revolution Radio's.
Yeah, they have a lot of good shows here. Yeah. Well, David and Becky have been around forever with me. And we've been around here for a while, huh, guys? So I'm amazed I'm still here and they're still here and it's wonderful.
You have been doing a phenomenal job for years and years and
bringing getting people. Getting old and tired and illusion of aging.
You look fantastic. Last time I saw you, you look fantastic. Oh, you always look fantastic.
I don't feel fantastic. I have to tell you, I don't.
I don't either.
My biosuit could feel a lot better if I wasn't in this environmental condition. I've got to get away from these aerial bastards right now.
Yes, yes.
They know it too. They did it on purpose. Like I said before, you know, when you're in a location and it's just like your whole, you can't even be protected in your own environment anymore because these SOBs are doing their traversing around you with their aerial stuff. And
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is very disgusting.
Really, you know, and I don't like how it makes me feel because I have this like a helpless kind of, and I don't like that feeling. I really, really don't like that feeling.
Well, they get off on it, too. And I think that the problem is, like, may you have the life you deserve after what you've done to me. And I think they all know that they don't have a future by doing what
they do. No, they don't. But you do.
Not anymore.
You do.
My future's off planet. It's not here.
Yep.
I can guarantee you that.
A new frontier.
I'll get out of here one way or another. Yep. That's the frontier we all need to be traversing.
We do. So. I want to be there. It's the most exciting thing is just thinking about it.
Well, this breaking orbit with this whole collective is really what it's about. You know, getting out of the hole. Situation and just moving on into another configuration. A lot of people have this whole thing about the types of life forms that are there, and I already know what's out there on a lot of levels. Because that's not anything close to what they're trying to say in the UFO community. So, that whole PSYOP needs to go. I mean, the descriptions of what they've just, you know, but we have this many versions of this species, and I'm like, I haven't seen one of those. You can say whatever you want, people, but I don't know where you're coming up with this. Version of the extraterrestrial is not matching up with my pattern recognition off planet. Sorry.
Well, I think I told you I had saw like three tall whites and I was really close to them. It was like I was floating right in front of their face, but they couldn't see me. Mm-hmm. And the thing about them was I was so close to them, I could have swore that was a suit.
A suit?
Like a suit. Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't actually like skin.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and like the bug eyes that I could see, that was like some kind of glass or like computer screen. Like,
oh, very interesting. That a different lens.
It was like bug eyes.
Yeah, that's lenses. Yeah,
lenses. That's it. Yeah. The other ones I saw were again, it was when I was doing work with somebody. The ones I saw were basically projections for the other person. They weren't the only reason I knew that is I was able to break it down, and I had seen that image in a movie.
Oh. And you know what? We're out of time here. I want to say also, by the way, everybody, it's the Hypothesis Part 4 for Shiny Side Out. Thank you, Carolyn. Love you so much.
And I love you too, Lars.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Everybody, we're sailing on out of here. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And May God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere.